Now, ordinary, everyday human consciousness is becoming more and more dysfunctional. If you want to find out if that is true, read a book on modern history. I always recommend the 20th century. If you want to learn about the dysfunction of the human mind. And if you read it as if you had never seen it before, you say, how is this possible? How can they create hell on this planet that is potentially, and to some extent still is, a paradise, a jewel floating in space? How is it that humans can have killed 100 million other humans within 100 years? More than 100 million. 10 million alone in the First World War. That was only the beginning. And that's the dysfunction on the collective level. You can go back in history. It's the same dysfunction, but you don't see it as clearly, and perhaps it's getting worse. There are certain indications that it is getting worse. It is certainly becoming magnified through science and technology, which intrinsically is neither good nor bad, but more often than not, science and technology are used in the service of the human dysfunction. It requires great intelligence to build to split the atom, and great stupidity and insanity to build stockpiles and stockpiles of nuclear weapons. It requires great intelligence to figure out how to build chemical and biological weapons, and great stupidity to make them, and so on. You have always the dual nature of the human mind, intelligent and at the same time incredibly stupid. And that's the collective level. And then in people's personal lives, you see so much dysfunction in the form of conflict, unhappiness, in many cases, deep unhappiness, which underneath the surface very often in the Western world, there is a relatively polished surface to life. People have learned to smile, but there's no inner smile. All the sick, the dying, the mad, the old people, most of them are shut away. Let's not look at that aspect of human existence. Are we stepping out of that dysfunction now? Is a shift in consciousness possible for humanity? Yes, that's what the great teachers have always said. That's what they pointed to. Jesus, the Buddha, the Hindu teachings, the teachings of liberation, the teachings of enlightenment, the teachings of salvation, of awakening. Thousands of years ago, the great ones already saw the dysfunction when it wasn't even as clear yet as it is now, as obvious, as staring you in the face every night you switch on the TV. And yet they saw it already, and they saw also that there is a way beyond, a shift is possible. But they were misunderstood. Most humans were not ready yet for that. They were misinterpreted. But they all point to the same thing. Buddha calls it freedom from suffering. Jesus calls it salvation, or the kingdom of heaven that is within, not over there, not in some other time, some other place, but here and now. Hindu teachings call it liberation, enlightenment. Yes, they were the pioneers, the precursors. It did not happen on a large scale because it wasn't necessary yet for it to happen on a large scale. The planet could survive very well even with the human dysfunction. But now things have changed. A shift in consciousness has become a necessity. That's why we are here. It goes far beyond the personal, and yet it also affects you on a personal level. It frees you from the dysfunction of the human mind. Contacting that dimension within yourself. That's why we are here. On the level of the dysfunction, yes, you can temporarily rearrange things in your life, but no ultimate transformation is there to be found. The wonderful news is that dimension in you has never gone away. And it is now emerging, pushing forward from within many, many human beings. It wants to emerge. And that is already happening to many of you.